Good afternoon. Thank you for accepting my interview. Today, I want to ask you a few questions about gender-based violence. The first one is, do you think gender-based violence is a major issue in Australia today? Why or why not?
Yeah, for sure. Like, the stats here are pretty shocking. Like, 1 in 4 women face violence from partners. That's crazy. Even as an international student, I've heard about those big protests last year and how First Nations women are hit harder. Australia got good laws, but people still blame victims or say it's a private matter. Until the massive changes, it's gonna stay a huge problem.
Okay, thank you. And the second one is, what kinds of messages about gender roles and the violence do you think young people see on social media? Are they helpful or harmful?
Social media is wild, man. You've got these alpha male influencers on TikTok or Instagram pushing stuff like, real men don't take no for an answer. Or meme making fun of cancer. But then there's also positive stuff like Tash Me Too, where it comes to teaching healthy relationships. You know that? Problem is, the toxic stuff spreads faster because it's more clickable. My mates here say this sexist post was a term. Otherwise, it's pretty harmful, honestly.
Okay, the third question is, as a young male, what do you think you need to hear or learn to help prevent violence against women?
We need to talk about this stuff early, like in high school, not just don't hit women, but teaching guys how to handle emotions without aggression, like actual anger management. And consent shouldn't be some awkward lecture. Make it normal, like part of a health class. Also, older guys, coaches, dads, even uni seniors need to model respect. If your mate makes a sexy joke, call it out instead of laughing. Small actions matter.
Okay, the last question is, what actions do you think governments or universities should take to address gender-based violence?
Governments should fund more shelters, I think. Heard their voice for. And maybe probably what some European countries do, like GPS tracking for repeat offenders. Universities make some counseling workshops mandatory during orientation. They're just optional. And fix reporting systems. Yeah, no one trusts them now. Oh, and wrong ads targeting young guys, like TikTok skits showing respect isn't weak. Prevention is better than just punishing people after it's too late, right?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.